The following program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Without freedom of the press, no democratic form of government could exist.
We switch you now to London.
I'm standing on a rooftop, looking out over London.
Good night, and good luck.
Good evening from our CBS newsroom in New York.
NBC presents Chet Huntley and David Brinkley.
From ABC, this is World News Tonight. With Peter Jennings in London, Max Robinson in Chicago, and from our desk in Washington, Frank Reynolds.
Good evening.
This historic legislation, the telecommunications law, will create many, many high-wage jobs, will create opportunity and better lives for all Americans.
When the press is free, the people of a country are free. When the press is not free, the people of a country are in danger of slavery.
Keeping you informed with information, news, and the views of people making the news. It's the Nicole Sandler Show on NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
All right, we're back. Welcome to a Tuesday. There was no show on Friday. For those of you who forgot and came by looking for us, it's the royal we. I was at the Florida Healthcare Summit, so I took a day off of the show. And even there, you know, it was hard to focus on healthcare because so much of what was on all our minds was the shooting that took place not very far away from where we are. In case you don't know, my home base is in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the town right next door to Parkland. In fact, if you saw in all the TV coverage, the ambulances, the fire rescue trucks, they all say Coral Springs, Parkland, because we're sister cities. And it's really heartbreaking just, you know, driving out of my neighborhood and seeing flags flying at half staff. We are right in the thick of it. My daughter called me on her way to work this morning because she passed by West Boca High School, which is a bit further out, just as about 1,000 kids staged a walkout. And she asked somebody, what are you doing? And they said they're marching to Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School to show solidarity. We're in the thick of it here. You know, we go through these shootings all too often, way, way too often. But when you're in such close proximity to it, you get another vantage point, an even worse viewpoint than the rest of the nation gets. And yes, the president was down here this weekend, and he spent Saturday and Sunday holed up at Mar-a-Lago, I guess watching too much television and therefore tweeting too much, but he just couldn't help himself. Yesterday, it was President's Day. I guess he thought it was a day honoring him. We'll get to that with Gotta Laugh in her tweet spot. And so he went out and played golf as kids were being laid to rest. He went out and played golf. I've watched a lot of videos over the last few days and seen some really moving speeches, one of which, well, maybe I'll share with you tomorrow. We'll see what we have time for. But I came across this one poet and a poem. And I'm not a big poetry person, but this one really got me. And sadly, I can't tell you who it is because now this, which is doing some great work, doesn't bother to identify who its performers are. But I found this on Now This, and I thought it was worth sharing. So let's have a listen.
When is it time to talk about it? After Sandy Hook, when 26 lives were took, the politicians shook their heads and said we shouldn't talk about it. Our nation grieved. They gave their prayers and sent their tweets, but they didn't want to talk about it. We can't politicize this, they said. 20 kids are dead. We have to lay them to rest before we talk about it. Like it was honoring their deaths more to once again ignore the very reasons, but we didn't want to talk about it. And you could take the rhetoric and switch the tragedy. I couldn't tell the difference, which is obvious insanity, but I was just as culpable for what I didn't do or say, because honestly, it hurt too much. I didn't want to talk about it. Well, now I want to talk about it. Private guns have killed more Americans since 1960 than all of our wars combined. Now, personally, that's a statistic that completely blows my mind. Or what about the number of our gun-related homicides?
It's higher than any other developed country by 20 times. And that's not only crimes, because on the average, roughly 33,000 people every year lose their lives. If that was terrorism, we would lose our f***ing minds. If that's not terrorism, we have lost our f***ing minds. In fact, maybe terrorism should be redefined, because mass shootings have become a sign of modern times. When do we draw the line? When do we grow a spine and stop using the Second Amendment to hide behind? You want to keep your guns? That's perfectly fine. I'm not arguing to take them away unless you're hunting lions. And yet the NRA accuses me of lying, like secretly I'm trying. That way they change the conversation from the people dying. It's really evil. I am tired of this misleading line they're feeding to the media. The talking points are really just excuses to be greedier, and Congress won't do their jobs because lobbyists have paid them off, so they ignore the problems that they're there to solve. Public service has a private interest when campaign contributions make them liable to the parties that contribute. It's a form of paying tribute, but the dollars make no sense. How can a background check be something that we're against? If the prevailing argument is it's about our mental health, then it's illogical to think that regulations wouldn't help. And while the left and right fight, both are dying in between. It's not the red, white, and blue. It's the red, white, and green. I can't take an open water bottle on a plane, but I can walk around Nevada with an AR-15. Can't you hear the children scream? Can't you hear the children scream? Can't you hear the children? Can't you hear them? Can't you hear them scream? You're on the wrong side of history. There is no in-between. When you look back in 20 years, tell me who you want to be. Can't you hear the children? Can't you hear them? Can't you hear them scream? It echoes through the halls of schools that were replaced by crime scenes. Can't you see the children? Can't you see them? Can't you see them bleed? Can't you see their parents seeing them in each and every dream? When the news vans have left and they're left with quiet streets and private grief, but they can't leave. They can't leave. They can't leave. So they count the seconds, minutes, hours, days, and nights and weeks, dealing with a pain so deep that it's awake inside of sleep. It's in their bones and in their smiles and in their hair and in their speech, and in the morning they remember tears streaming down their cheeks, chest heaving from the morning. It's impossible to breathe, and at that point it doesn't matter what you once believed. We have let a special interest hold us hostage over greed, but it's in our hands, so why are we the ones that have to freeze? Don't move anything. Don't say anything. Don't do anything. Don't change anything.
I wish I could tell you who that was. A brilliant poet and his poetry that someone sent to me on Facebook. It was a Now This video. And Now This is doing some great work. I only wish they would identify the artists and the entertainers and the performers that they're using in their videos and the poets who have such eloquent words to speak and say it better than I certainly can, especially at this point. Anyway, from Now This, it's time to do something. There's a lot going on. We'll take a break. We'll get What's News in, and we'll get Gotta Laugh on the line, and we'll talk, because that's what we do, right? Nicole Sandler here at NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
I read the news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
In the wake of the massacre at Parkland, Florida's Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School last week, Donald Trump signaled his support for improving the federal background check system for aspiring gun owners.
President Trump is said to be open to bipartisan legislation to shore up the nation's background check system. The White House is referring to a bill introduced by Democratic Senator Chris Murphy and Republican Senator John Cornyn. The senators crafted the bill after another shooter killed dozens of people in a rural Texas church last November. It does not expand the background check system, but instead strengthens existing law to prevent criminals and domestic abusers from obtaining firearms. A senior administration official tells NBC News that the language may need to be tweaked and that discussions are ongoing, but the White House is open to it.
A White House source told the Washington Post that last week's mass shooting shooting at the Florida high school, which left 17 people dead, offered a, quote, reprieve from the chaos facing the administration of Donald Trump.
Washington Post has a stomach-turning story up on the front page of its website right now. This is the actual headline. For the weary White House, Florida shooting offered a reprieve from scandals. Reprieve is in quotes because a White House official actually said that word, saying it was a reprieve, expressing great relief that the Trump White House felt upon hearing the news about the massacre of school kids at a Florida high school last week. Here's how the story starts. Quote, the White House was under siege. Domestic abuse allegations against a senior aide were ignored, pointing to a potential high-level cover-up. Two cabinet secretaries were caught charging taxpayers for luxury travel. A Playboy centerfold alleged an extramarital affair with the president. And the special counsel's Russia investigation was intensifying. The tumult was so intense that there was fervent speculation the president might fire his chief of staff. But a gun massacre at a Florida high school last Wednesday, which left 17 dead, seemed to shift the media glare away from the Trump scandals and gave embattled aides an opportunity to refocus. Some aides privately acknowledged that the tragedy offered a breather from the political storm. There had been a tentative plan for White House Chief of Staff John Kelly to address the news media from the briefing room on Wednesday, where he would have faced intense scrutiny over his role in the mishandling of domestic abuse allegations against former Staff Secretary Rob Porter. After the shooting in Florida, though, that plan was scuttled. For everyone, it was a distraction or a reprieve, said a White House official. A lot of people here felt like it was a reprieve from 7 or 8 days of just getting pummeled. But the official said, as we all know, sadly, when the coverage dies down a little bit, we'll be back through the chaos.
Pennsylvania Supreme Court approved a new congressional district map for the state's 2018 elections in a 4-3 decision after stating that previously drawn districts were gerrymandered to favor Republicans. Chris Hayes of MSNBC explains.
Last month, you'll recall, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, that's the state Supreme Court, struck down that state's congressional map after Democrats charged that the 18 districts were unconstitutionally gerrymandered to benefit Republicans. They had a pretty good case. Even though Democrats outnumber Republicans in the state, Republicans hold a 13-5 advantage in congressional seats. And that's because after the 2010 census, the GOP-controlled legislature drew up wildly gerrymandered districts like Pennsylvania's 7th District, which is not so affectionately known as Goofy-Kicking Donald Duck. Now, the state Supreme Court gave both parties until last Thursday to agree to a new, fairer map. They could not agree. Republicans unsuccessfully appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court in a kind of Hail Mary effort to keep the old map. That didn't work. And one even threatened to impeach the Democratic justices in the state court who made the initial ruling. Today, after all that, the state Supreme Court issued a new congressional map, which eliminates a lot of the contorted gerrymandering that gave Republicans such an undue advantage. Republicans will likely sue, but assuming the new map stands, it will be, or could be at least, a huge boost for Democrats who need to net 24 congressional seats to take control of the House. The new map in Pennsylvania could net them at least 4 seats and possibly more, which puts them on track to win at least a sixth of all the pickups they need in that state alone.
The LA Times reporting that Rick Gates, Donald Trump's former deputy campaign manager, will plead guilty to fraud-related charges and testify against former campaign manager Paul Manafort.
According to the LA Times, Rick Gates is going to plead guilty. He will testify against Paul Manafort. That's his co-defendant in this case. It was a criminal case regarding financial crimes before he had anything to do with the presidential campaign. Now, both of these men pleaded not guilty to those charges. So, you know, it's obviously a worrisome development for Paul Manafort, the fact that his co-defendant in this case is willing to engage in this plea deal and then testify against him. What does this mean for the grand scheme of things? What does this mean for the Russia investigation more broadly? And it could mean a couple things. I mean, one, cooperation from Rick Gates obviously means that you're moving closer to being able to get what you need on Paul Manafort to move forward on him. It could also put pressure on Paul Manafort to cooperate with the special counsel's investigation. And we don't know if he could be building up to something else. Rick Gates' cooperation could be kind of a building block in the special counsel's investigation, either to bring charges against President Donald Trump or against some of his other associates. We just don't have a good sense of how valuable this information is that Rick Gates is providing the special counsel in exchange for this plea deal. I got the
And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.
You're listening to The Nicole Sandler Show on Progressive Voices and NicoleSandler.com.
And now, it's time for The Nicole Sandler Show segment, Shooting the Shit with Laffy.
Ah, yes. Every Tuesday we get together with our old friend, Gotta Laugh, and we talk about stuff in the news, so it mostly gleaned from her Twitter feed and her Laffy's tweet spot. So let's get to the phone. Hello?
Yes, you've reached the Trump versus Teens hotline.
Ah, okay.
Press 1 if you think if Trump had half the maturity of the teenagers demanding common sense gun control, he'd put away his Twitter binky and finally realize he's unfit to hold office.
Twitter binky.
Press 2 if you think Trump supports the Second Amendment because it gives him the right to shoot himself in the foot.
He doesn't even need that. Yeah.
That's true. Press 3 if you've noticed that Trump is tweeting the media, "Why do you keep accusing me of collusion?" As teens are tweeting Trump, "Why do you keep letting us die?"
Absolutely.
Yeah, I couldn't be too funny this week. It was just not.
There's not much. There's not much funny. And being down here, it's everywhere I go. I had to go get some blood drawn yesterday, and I'm in the, you know, the lab, and a woman walked out with an orange ribbon.
And, wow.
Yeah, and it's reminders are everywhere. As I said, I pull out of my neighborhood, and the next community over has a big American flag right on the main drag there that's flying at half staff. So it's everywhere. When you're here, you know, it turns out my daughter knew one of the girls who was killed. But they played. She played softball when she was in middle school, and this girl was a year behind her. Yeah. And because it's the same community, you know, it's a small world.
Well, sure, you're right near there. You're like steps away practically.
Yes. And David was at the gym yesterday, and one of the women he works with is good friends with another person who I forget what the relationship was, but very close with a family who lost a child. It's everywhere. I mean, and you know, this is not a small town, but it is a small town. You know,
it's a community.
It's a community.
Yeah, some town, like I used to live further in toward LA than I do now, and I had no sense of community where I used to live. And then when I moved further away, I feel a complete sense of community, even though it's a pretty large area. You know, it's not a little tiny town. So I totally relate to that. People know, they know each other somehow, even by osmosis, like you sort of did, you know?
Yep. And I think I told you, my daughter, I mentioned at the top of the show, was driving to work today, and she called me and she said, "Mom, there's a whole bunch of kids marching. They left West Boca High School, which is the next town up further away, and they're marching to Douglas."
I've been tweeting people who were tweeting about that. Somebody said it was in the thousands. I don't know if that's true, but it's obviously a large crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's effective. I have a few tweets about this, but what I'm just pissed as hell about is over the weekend, I made some comment about on Twitter that, you know, I sort of reflect Twitter. I take the temperature of people that way because it's such a large audience that I can do that. That's why I've stuck to Twitter more than I have blogging, because I'm getting an immediate response from thousands. You know, I can see it and I can hear it and I can feel it. And it was quiet in terms of trolls over the weekend. I said, wow, I don't think I had one troll on Sunday. And then yesterday happened. And it was nonstop. It was, I don't know if because it was President's Day. I don't know if everybody was, you know, had an organized effort to gear up for Monday because it was a holiday. But the things that people were saying were just awful. I may have a couple. I don't remember. If I'm making noises because my wire has been rubbing. That's weird. My from my headset, it's been sort of.
I hear it. I do hear it. Yep.
Yeah, that's weird. Anyway, it's hitting my hoodie. Anyway, But they're vicious, and they're blaming the talking point is that the Democrats have brainwashed these kids. And isn't it odd that one of the kids is related to
FBI person.
That's who it was, yeah. And it went through, who's that terrible guy on the radio who I never listened to, so I never remember his name. He's absolutely bonkers. Disaster.
Alex Jones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of them are filtering through him.
Of course.
And they all had very similar, and here's another weird thing. A whole lot of the trolls were targeting a Lady Gaga.
Why?
I don't know. What I do is I report them, and you get a menu that drops down all their tweets so you can report specific tweets. And I noticed that every single one of the trolls that I was reporting were directly tweeting Lady Gaga with the same messages.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So, I mean, it just pissed me off because we're talking kids here who have the real courage to come out, and they are so smart.
Oh my God.
So smart.
You know,
I couldn't say what they say.
Right.
There's brilliant.
This one girl I mentioned at the top that one of the speeches, particularly, I'm going to try to play it. Maybe I'll play the whole thing tomorrow. I didn't today.
Emma Gonzalez. She's amazing.
Incredible. And how a 17-year-old has the composure to write and deliver something as moving as the speech that she gave at this rally the other day is beyond
me. And coherent.
Oh, without a doubt.
I mean, I'd be blubbering. She was crying, but you couldn't tell unless she was wiping away tears. I couldn't tell she was crying otherwise.
Right.
Because her voice didn't waver, but she was so coherent. I'd be all over the place. I mean, even when I'm on with you and I get upset about something, I start stammering and I start forgetting what I'm going to say because I've got so many things in my head. She has been so fantastic. And the boys that I've seen also on various shows yesterday, there were three separate interviews with three separate pairs of boys and then a couple of girls too, who they sounded like they were already on talk radio. I mean,
right.
They were so good at wording what they needed to say and not wasting words and communicating so perfectly what we needed to hear.
Yeah, you have. I think the most notorious for the assholes who were demeaning these kids was Jack Kingston on CNN.
Oh,
and I didn't see exactly what he said, but I saw a lot of comments from the kids aimed at him. Mm-hmm. Thing about these kids is they seem very strong willed and very self assured and
yes.
very very much in control of who they are. So to say that, you know, they were put up to this or anything of the like is a real insult to them.
In fact, I just put out a tweet 26 minutes ago, because that's what Twitter says. Maybe
yes.
more now. David Neer of, I think, Daily Coast said these sick right-wing attacks on the Parkland students aren't just aimed at discrediting them. They're also intended to make them so miserable that they stop speaking out. I don't think these kids will be cowed, though. And I said, dear Parkland students, we've already seen you crush those who smear you, and all you needed were your words. You've already won. Because they have.
Mm-hmm.
They've already won. They have crushed. I was tweeting out an article, but I think it was on Ross Story, where they played, I guess they played the Kingston thing, or they played the reaction to it from the kids. I didn't have a chance to listen to it, but I read the words. And they aren't budging. They have thick skins. I don't know how they do it. I wouldn't.
Right.
Letting it roll off their backs and sticking to their message.
Yep. I give these kids all the credit in the world. I mean, I was watching a bit of Chris Hayes last night, and he asked them the question about, and I know you have it in your, I know you have a tweet on this. I mentioned it in What's News as well, how the White House said they got a bit of a reprieve. Right?
Yes.
From the shooting. And Chris Hayes asked two of the kids about that, and I cringed. It's like, why would you ask them such a thing? Because, and they handled it beautifully.
I know. They batted it away like it was just a little wiffle ball. They just said, that's what they need to do. It's all about them. We ignore it.
Right. But
and they said Trump's making this all about him.
That's right.
No, it isn't about him. I mean, they have, I don't know if they all decided on what to say or if they all came up with this stuff independently, but either way, they are batting away the criticisms, the ridiculous conspiracy theories, like adults would, like good adults, like practiced adults yes. would. And they haven't had time to practice. So obviously, you know, this is,
right. This is
mostly
how,
spontaneous.
This is how they're channeling their grief. And,
yes.
and you know, good on them. I mean, I can't imagine. I know what a hard time I'm having just being in proximity to what went
sure.
on. Having if I had been there, if I had known any of these people that were murdered, that were gunned down like that, it's
all too real. Even way out here in California, it's all too. In fact, when you tweeted that Allison had seen those kids marching,
uh-huh.
it was like a little dart to my heart. And I'm way out here. It was
right.
just that closeness I felt to her
mm-hmm.
because I know her, you know, and I know
yep.
you. And everyone's feeling it. And these kids are masterful. It came together. Thank God they were the right age to be able to articulate.
Yep.
That they had the presence of mind, like you were saying, the composure to, I don't know how they all, how it all just sort of evolved, but like you said, they're channeling their grief and their anger in such a constructive way that people are stopping cold in their tracks and having to listen.
Yes. They're also, they have, and I don't want this to sound wrong, there is an uh-huh. advantage that these kids have in that they come from I heard it described on one of the news channels as a middle to upper middle class area. It's even more than that. Parkland is a wealthy area. So they benefit from being in an upper socioeconomic group where a bunch of them are getting on a bus tomorrow and they're going up to Tallahassee. The Florida State Legislature is in session. I saw one of the girls who I had seen on TV saying that she got a meeting with the governor.
They're on a bus now, actually. I took a screen
today.
Grab of it.
Oh, it's today they went.
I think
okay.
they're doing both, because they said Wednesday they're doing something important too. So they're doing it for 2 days. I may be wrong. I don't know, but I did take a screen grab. They are on a bus today.
Well, it's a
yeah,
long, it's
I
a six and a half
saying.
Hour
I mean,
drive up to Tallahassee. You know, Florida's like California. It's a huge state.
Right.
So I'm sure they're going to stay the night. Maybe they have meetings set up all day tomorrow. But, you know, so they have the benefit of being able to afford to do things like this.
Right, right. And they also, unfortunately, because they come from a more upscale area, unfortunately, the Republican Congress pays more attention to them
mm-hmm.
than they would other people, even though there is there's diversity in the people we've seen on TV
oh, sure.
who are spokespeople for, you know, the teen spokespeople. I think that Republicans will pay more attention, unfortunately. I just hate that I'm even having to say that.
I know.
But I keep saying unfortunately, but it's unfortunate. But it's
you
true.
Also have a bunch of kids there who are very, very bright with great futures ahead of them. Unfortunately, some of them were murdered last week.
Right. And unfortunately, people are gunned down every day in every neighborhood.
That's true.
And we don't hear about them.
Nope.
At all. We don't hear one. Where I try to, when I see a report go by, I always put a tweet out, another day, another dot, dot, dot,
yeah,
meaning
well,
another
you know,
shooting.
I mentioned that on Friday I wasn't here because I was up in West Palm Beach doing this Florida Healthcare Summit. Well, yesterday it went by relatively unnoticed, but there was a shooting on Belvedere Road in West Palm Beach. Three people were killed. You didn't mm-hmm. hear about it because it was only three people. You
right.
know? But the place where this event was on Belvedere Road in West Palm Beach, right where I was on Friday. So,
yikes.
Yeah, this stuff is happening every day.
Everywhere. Yeah, every hour. It's disgusting. Anyway, we better head to my tweet spot or we'll never get through them.
All right, let's do it. Whoops, wrong button. Here we go.
Welcome to my tweet spot.
All right, what's happening on the Twitters?
Okay, well, first of all, not on the Twitter. Well, actually, I must have been or I wouldn't have seen it, I guess, or maybe I got a news alert. But South Carolina legislators, they have a bill defining marriage and everything else they're calling a parody marriage.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. That's right. They would draw a line between what its sponsors deem is marriage and what is considered parity marriage, meaning any form of marriage that does not involve one man and one woman. And this is from the state, I guess, a local outlet. So that's one thing that just pissed me off.
Parity marriage, sure.
I had the whole article up about the reprieve, but we've covered that, so I got rid of it. Oh, okay, so this is from today. I have a couple. Not that many, maybe five to six. Investigative photographer tweeted out a picture of a teenager. It looks like, oh, he's 20, and he's holding an AR-15. Mm. And the quote is, "I was able to buy an AR-15 in 5 minutes. I'm 20 and my ID is expired."
Oh, my God. Well, that, you know, that's the other thing, is this kid at 18 was able to buy this gun. But you have to be 21 to buy a handgun. Tell me how that makes any sense.
Nothing makes sense anymore.
You have to be 21 to get a beer. Know. Right.
Oh, God. Okay. So Brian Class, who I really like his tweets. He is a fellow at LSE Government. I don't know what that means, but he's a doctor of philosophy from Oxford. And he says, he's responding to Trump's alert. Donald Trump Jr. liked this tweet. And the tweet that Donald Trump Jr. liked is from One America News. Could it be that this student is running cover for his dad, who works as an FBI agent? This is what we were talking about at the Miami field office. Which botched tracking down the all these weird capitals. I keep thinking they're new sentences, but they're not. Capital which botched tracking down the capital man behind the Valentine's Day massacre. Just wondering, just connecting some dots. So Brian Class says Donald Trump Jr., who has promoted giving silencers to kids as a way to, quote, get little kids into the game, unquote, liked an article that accuses one of the outspoken kids who survived the Parkland shooting of being clueless, anti-Trump pawn. There is no rock bottom with the Trumps.
Unreal.
Can you even? This is the, oh, here's the one I was tweeting. I got a response to it. I tweeted out the screen grab of students taking Fight for Gun Reform to Florida Capitol. And it's an MSNBC correspondent talking out on the bus with the kids in the background. And I got an answer from my buddy Nancy Lee Krieger, who said reporters need to stop asking if this time will be different. It already is different.
Mm-hmm. The kids are even saying that. The kids are saying that. And they're saying this will be the last one. I'm knocking on wood laminate here.
It won't be the last one, but hopefully it'll be the last one where everybody lets it just ride.
Yep.
Hopefully it'll be the last one where people don't pay attention. So anyway, Sam Thielman from TPM, Talking Points Memo, he calls himself a news monster. He said Jack Kingston, this is what you were saying, just blamed. Oh, no, but this is. Yeah. Jack Kingston just blamed George Soros for teenagers calling for gun control on CNN.
Unreal. Yeah, if George Soros is sending those checks, mine keeps getting lost in the mail.
I just said the same thing on Twitter. I said, I never got my check. But, you know, because he's Jewish, they like to pick on him. So,
of course. And he's rich.
And he's very rich. Right. Yeah. And he likes Democrats. So.
Well.
Or at least he donates.
Ostensibly.
Here is Faith Choice. It just looks like a regular tweeter. Everyone in the United States who has a baby this year should name it Gun, so the GOP will want to protect them.
Ooh.
That was good.
Mm-hmm.
That's so good.
Sorry, I couldn't see naming a kid Gun.
No. That was obviously tongue-in-cheek. Yes. Okay, Quinn Cummings is commenting on this. This is from Kevin Lewis, who I think is ABC. Yeah. Breaking. MoCo police. What is MoCo? Something county. Missouri, I don't know what county that is. I'm sorry, but police located the following items in home of Clarksburg High School student who allegedly brought a handgun to class last week. And here's what they found: an AR-15 style rifle, multiple grenades, detonator for C4 landmines, additional guns, tactical vest, list of grievances, Ray, students and school. And Quinn Cummings' comment, quote, a well-regulated militia, unquote.
Yeah, except, well, not really. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's why the quotes.
Yes.
She's good. I love Quinn.
Yeah, she is good.
But yeah. On sort of a different note here, our buddy KGroX, David Waldman.
Yes.
He did a little thread, just a little thread that I thought you'd like. Why does this keep randomly, in quotes, coming up from in the context of Donald Trump? And he has a whole series of little news items. One, man featured on Trump dating site has child sex conviction. Next one, ex-Trump campaign official charged with forcing a minor to engage in commercial sex. Next one, President Donald Trump endorses accused child molester Roy Moore. Mm-hmm. Next one, will President Trump be used as a witness in sex offender Epstein case? Mar-a-Lago was the backdrop for Epstein's introduction to one of his dozens of teenage victims, according to court records. Next one, Trump's labor nominee Acosta cut deal with billionaire in underage sex abuse case. Next one, Ralph Shorty, former senior member of Trump's Oklahoma campaign, will plead guilty to child sex trafficking charge. Next one, disgraced ex-congressman sits behind Trump at rally. Sitting behind Trump was ex-congressman Mark Foley, who resigned in disgrace in 2006 after sending sexually explicit messages to underage teenage boys. And finally, he put out a screen grab of somebody holding a huge sign that says Trump is a child rapist.
Yeah.
So the association is certainly there.
Yeah, makes you wonder. Just
makes
a little bit.
Wonder. Yeah, just a tad.
Yeah.
All right, so this is from the ones I sent you yesterday. A lawyer, Janet Johnson, said, for fuck's sake, if you're writing a headline about Trump backing a new gun legislation, you have to include this. And it's a Huffington Post article that says Trump's budget cuts millions of dollars from gun background check system. This would significantly undermine efforts to keep firearms out of dangerous hands.
Lovely.
Isn't that great?
Yep.
Isn't that swell? While he's saying one, and by the way, that supposed background check thing that he's interested, the proposal that he says he might be supporting.
Yeah.
Have you been hearing about that? That's a big nothing burger.
No, it's not. Right.
Go ahead.
It's the thing that was introduced after Las Vegas. No, not after Las Vegas. After the church shooting, the last church shooting, that makes military, that says you have to report these things, violations to the authorities, basically. It's not going to make anything, it's not going to expand background checks by any means, but it's right. One more little cog in the wheel, I suppose.
NRA approved.
Look,
that is NRA approved.
Yeah.
John Dossey of Washington Post, he tweeted, pool report says Trump and his motorcade drove past a billboard advertising Stormy Daniels tonight and her upcoming Florida stop on the Make America Horny Again tour. You can't make it up.
Oh, my God. I have not seen that billboard, but I wouldn't doubt it. It's
I saw
Florida.
It was actually it was one of those signs where you stick the letters on it. And I think there are a couple of them around because I think I've seen a couple of them posted out there. But yeah, it's pretty embarrassing. Nobody's blinking an eye about this, which is amazing. Morgan Freeman tweeted, hey, Trump, good line from Black Panther I want to share. Quote, the wise build bridges while, in big caps, the foolish build walls. You should check it out.
Yep.
He's awesome. Zach Braff, the actor, he saw Trump's Have a Great But Very Reflective President's Day.
Yes.
And President's Day was spelled apostrophe S.
Right.
And he felt like he needed to correct him, and he just did. He sent out President's S apostrophe and also Merriam-Webster.
I have that one.
Happy President's Day with the S apostrophe. The apostrophe goes after the S because they all have to share it.
That's hysterical that Merriam-Webster did that.
Oh,
I put it
yes.
up on the screen. I've got a screen grab of it. So if you're watching on YouTube,
good.
It's up there. That's classic.
No,
that's
so
what
good.
I said. He went out and played golf yesterday because he thought it was, you know, the day honoring him, not realizing that President's Day is, it was made President's Day for Lincoln and Washington's birthdays, which were both in February, and they made one right. holiday for him. So it's honoring presidents. So it would be President's apostrophe possessive at the end, not President apostrophe S.
Exactly. I love how Merriam-Webster trolls him, and so does Pete Sousa. Is that how you say his name? The photographer, Obama's photographer?
Mm-hmm.
I love those people. Okay, so Sam Wang or Wong, I'm not sure if you pronounce it Wang or Wong, PhD, data scientist. He said this is what you talked about, the new Pennsylvania congressional map prioritizes partisan balance and shows that such balance is reachable within the court's compactness/non-splitting rules. Democrats could gain up to 6 seats in a wave year, 1/4 of what is needed to retake the House, although it still leans 3% GOP per one tweet that I did see. But still, it's a big improvement.
Right. And of course, Trump tweeted something out about it today. I don't have it handy because I try to ignore his tweets. But he said something about that they need to fight this all the way to the Supreme Court.
Yes, I have it. Here it is. Hope Republicans in the great state of Pennsylvania challenge the new pushed, in quotes, congressional map all the way to the Supreme Court if necessary. Your original capital O was correct, exclamation point. Don't let the Dems take elections away from you so that they can raise taxes and waste money.
Oh, God. The man is delusional. He really is delusional. Someone needs to take his phone away from him.
Yeah. Well, I think they've tried, but they failed. They can't. I actually read an article about that. They did like for a few hours, and then he'd find a way to grab it again and run to the other room and
the bathroom. Yes,
probably. Yeah,
his gold-plated toilet.
Mark Berman from Washington Post this is what you were talking about. A White House official described the shooting rampage that killed 17 people in Parkland as, quote, a distraction or a reprieve from the White House's various scandals. The fact that even came to mind, even if it was a faux pas or, you know, a slip of the tongue, which it wasn't because they said it more than once, to look at the deaths of anyone, let alone, more than a dozen kids and adults, as a reprieve because you needed a break from your stupid scandals.
Yep. It's
just abominable. I can't even think of words anymore to describe how I feel about these people.
It's just unconscionable. It is just reprehensible.
This is how they did. Oh, thank God people died so we can. Oh, it's a silver lining. We can now take a breather.
Got the focus off of us for a while. We can go days now without a White House press briefing.
That's right. And we can and reorganize our message. That was the other thing. They wanted to restructure their message. Take the time that everybody's grieving and talking guns to organize their anti, we're not scandalous at all people. I mean, just because Porter beat his wife, but that's not a scandal.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah.
Just because he got a security clearance was after he beat his, that doesn't mean anything. Just because the president is messing around with porn stars and Playboy centerfolds.
Right.
What?
Right.
That's not a
scandal. Denied it. He denied it strongly.
Yes, strongly. And I didn't kiss her for 2 minutes in front. You know, if he didn't tweet about the one today about, I think it was kissing somebody in front of a hotel, front of his hotel,
or in
maybe?
The lobby of Trump Tower, I think.
Oh, is that what it was? I wouldn't have known about that one. I wouldn't have known to read about that one.
Right. And she was saying it wasn't in the lobby. It was somewhere else.
Yeah. No, he lied about it. But if he wouldn't tweet about it so much, half the time people wouldn't have realized that there was something there.
You're right.
He's a jerk. Bob, I love his name, Bob Blah Blah Esquire. So if you read it, Blah Bob Blah Blah Esquire. He just randomly said this to a troll. Because I was so mad at the trolls, I started tweeting people's responses to trolls. That's how pissed I was. I'm doing a survey about the correlation of gun ownership and a lack of testicles.
Oh, I bet there's a strong one there.
Points for that.
Yep.
Yeah. Mark Elias, who was a lawyer, he said the GOP is so used to rigging maps, this back to Pennsylvania, that they think a fair map is a Democratic gerrymander. That's how they they're in their head. If they monopolize,
if it's fair,
map,
they think it's a Democratic gerrymander, right? Because that's what the Democrats do. Not saying the Democrats are above reproach, but in this case, they're just trying to get a fairly drawn districts, and of course, yes, they think it's gerrymandering from the left.
So I have my TV on without the sound, and it's the Huckabee's White House lying session. And the White House is saying the Florida shooting was caused by a deranged individual. And then they said that they have complete confidence in Shulkin and Pruitt.
Okay.
That's what the Chirons are saying. So right. They're just lying again. Okay. You know, it's funny because you were playing Rachel Maddow before, and she, I think she ended the show by saying she usually doesn't pay any attention to the White House lying sessions because they're lying sessions. And, but she's took note that we haven't had one in a week since all this stuff happened. And she started listing everything, you know, like we were just doing. And she said she's actually wanting to tune into this one because she wants to see the press bring everything up that has happened over this week.
Right.
So, I wanted to see this one, but they were an hour late. So
yeah, this is Kyle Griffin just tweeted. Sarah Sanders says she has no reason to believe that Scott Pruitt and David Shulkin have lost the confidence of Trump. Both are under scrutiny over taxpayer reimbursement for luxury travel.
So that's but they have his full confidence. So
of
yay!
Course they do.
Okay. Alex Koch, an investigative reporter, said over the weekend at his Mar-a-Lago, Trump asked members who can afford the $200,000 initiation fee and $14,000 annual dues about potential gun control measures because rich people are the only voices that matter regarding grade school massacres.
Right. Yeah.
This is
sickening.
Who he goes to.
Yeah. Right. Because they're his peeps.
They're his peeps. And but for him to ask, I mean, I would understand any normal president asking random people, well, what do you think of this? I want some feedback. Tell me what you feel, you know, that kind of thing. But he waited till he got to Mar-a-Lago, and he waited till he was surrounded by fawning rich people.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the people that he relied on to get feedback.
Right. Because they're the only people that he cares about.
Yes. Those are the only people whose opinions he values at all.
Mm-hmm.
Disgusting. All right, so I don't know if this is going to play out. It was some comic relief on the trolls again and Quinn Cummings again. The troll said, we use you liberals for entertainment. It's all good. And there, of course, no punctuation at all or caps except for the first letter. And she replied in Russian.
Okay.
I had to look it up. And she basically said, here in America, we put the punctuation at the end of the sentence. Glad to help. It's just that, you know, this is how sad it is. These people have been just swarming. When I say swarm, you know, I use that word when I get bombarded. Well, yesterday was like a swarm squared. There were so many trolls out. And so that's why I included a few of the troll tweets. So Chris Geidner, who's at BuzzFeed, he's a legal guy.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Gateway Pundit is going after the high school student journalist who survived and covered last week's mass shooting. And he puts a screen grab up. And the screen grab is a tweet by Jim Holt, Hoft, I'm sorry, Gateway Pundit. And he tweets out, exposed, and a link to his place, exposed, school shooting survivor, spelled wrong, turned activist David Hogg's father in FBI appears to have been coached on anti-Trump lines, and then video is included. And this is what I was saying, that talking points are being put out there by these big right-wing sites and picked up by trolls. And from the looks of the trolls I was getting, a lot of them had to be Russian bots or some kind of bots because they were misspelling things. They had bad English. It's getting more obvious, and I'm glad people are waking up to that.
Well, there's been stories about it lately. There was a whole thing on 60 Minutes about them, and just the last couple of nights, I've seen stories on the news about the IRA, the internet. I forget what IRA stands for, but it's a Russian sweatshop, basically, where people work in 12-hour shifts, just churning out these fake news stories.
Right. There were that was a big New York Times article that talked about that. And then there was a Washington Post article that also talked about it, as I recall. There may be three of them. I don't know. But they were all talking basically about the same thing where, they are sweatshops where you are told what to write. And if you don't stick to what they tell you to write, you're fired. They pay you decent wages. You're in a windowless room.
Yep.
They start you out with one thing, and then they see, you know, they move you on to anti-Hillary or whatever it happens to be.
Right.
It's exactly what you would think. And these people who are hired are college educated, smart, you know, not these dummies you pull off the street that you would imagine, that, you know, that had to get money. And so, you know, and they're wearing rags. I mean, these sounded like intelligent people who just did this,
who have good enough English to be able to do this, to churn out these stories over and over again for 12-hour shifts.
Right.
Can you imagine?
And that's the other thing. They required really good English. And if you didn't show that, you know, yeah. And by the way, Joyce White Vance, who is a law professor who goes on MSNBC all the time, she responded to that Gateway Pundit tweet about the, you know, turning on the kid. And she said, in here, I thought it was too soon for the right wing media to go after Stoneman Douglas survivors. They're going after kids. I'm waiting for Trump to do that now.
I'm waiting. You know what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Because he doesn't the self-control not to do it.
Right. Oh, so what's this Lisi is saying in our chat room?
Lisi D. David Hogg, one of the Stoneman Douglas High School students, was on CNN with Emma Gonzalez, another student, and they both said that they're going to appear on CNN Town Hall and know that Trump was asked to appear, but he declined. Now he runs back to D.C. and is going to have a, quote, listening session with students apparently from the D.C. area. Judging from the protests that happened outside the White House yesterday, I wonder if the coward's going to cancel now. Yeah, supposedly there's a listening thing that he's doing in D.C. The CNN is doing a town hall tomorrow night that apparently Marco Rubio said he's going to show up at. That's going to be held at the BB&T Center, you know, one of the arena that the Panthers hockey team plays at. That's 10 minutes from here.
I hope they blast him.
I hope so,
too. Because they've been blasting him.
Yep. Well, they've invited all the local politicians. You know, they invited Rick Scott. They invited Marco Rubio. They invited Dump, but I guess he said no. You know, he had to get back to D.C., you know.
I thought he was going to be meeting with kids in Florida. He didn't. I mean, that's just unbelievable to me. I mean, it's not, because he's a coward. I thought he would make the overture.
You would think. No, he did meet with some of the first responders, and he was spotted with a big smile giving a thumbs up.
Yep, I saw that. They're all in their white doctor outfits, so they look real good. You know, they're like, he loves the good photo ops.
Yep.
That's his thing.
Yeah.
He chose people, you know, from central casting that he always talks about. He chose central casting looking type doctors dressed perfectly in starched outfits with the thumbs up. It was so embarrassing and so tasteless.
Yeah. And if you can remember Obama after a school shooting, the pictures were quite different.
Oh, he was up there crying and demanding change and demanding that Congress do something, with 91% of people approving of universal background checks, which, by the way, a poll just came out today, 97-2% in favor of universal background checks.
That's a new Quinnipiac poll. Yep.
Thank you. And then the other questions regarding different gun laws were very high, too.
Here, I've got some here. 67-29 for banning assault weapons, 83-14 for mandatory waiting periods, 67-3% say it's too easy to buy a gun, 59-33 say U.S. is less safe with more guns, 75-17% say Congress should do more.
There you go. It doesn't matter, though. When Congress had a chance and they put, I think they had a bill that tried to go through and didn't make it when Obama was in, the Republicans will not forfeit the money that goes into their pocket, the blood money that goes into their pocket, by voting for any kind of bill that's going to make the NRA unhappy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they call themselves pro-lifers.
Yeah. Well, that's the biggest joke of all.
I mean, how obvious, I don't get how people cannot see the hypocrisy. I mean, some people see the hypocrisy, but how voters who vote for them cannot get turned off by this. This, it can't get any plainer. When you're, maybe they need to show footage of the kids lying on the ground who have been shot.
Well, you know, that is a debate that's going on. You know, they wouldn't show any of the pictures of the kids from Sandy Hook. Maybe things would have been different if they showed some of those little baby bodies torn apart by those bullets, or from this shooting. You know, if you see a body riddled with bullets, maybe that would change some minds.
Yeah, you know, but then you worry: are people going to get desensitized if they see that too? If they keep showing things like that, I mean, maybe if they just did it once, I don't know. But something has got to get through to Republican voters. Something has got to convince them.
What they're talking about again is arming teachers. Here's a tweet
that's ridiculous
from Liz Mopey, who wrote, as a recently retired teacher, I can tell you that the day one of my coworkers brought a concealed weapon to school would have been the day I walked out. I would hope that all parents would refuse to send their kids to schools where teachers are arming themselves. It's insanity. By the way, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School had, I believe, two armed resource officers on campus, neither of whom ever saw the gunman.
That's right. You can't fight fire with fire very often. And especially in a crowded area, if you're going to arm, first of all, a teacher would have to be so perfectly trained to be able to not only avoid shooting another student, but to be able to discern where the shooting is coming from and be able to, under pressure, aim and hit perfectly their target.
And that's the thing.
It is so insane.
To be able to do it under pressure, there have been studies done where they show people who are trained, who once they're in a high-pressure situation, get everything wrong.
Yes, absolutely. They would have to do the same training that law enforcement takes, and that would be a full-time job practically.
Right.
That's not their job. That's not what they should be doing. They are not officers.
Absolutely not. Then when you have, then the SWAT team comes in to get the gunman, how do they know who's the good guy and who's the bad guy?
Exactly. Not to mention what happens if a teacher goes a little off and gets mad at somebody and decides to shoot because they have a gun.
Oh, God.
What about that? Teachers aren't perfect. I worked in schools for nearly 20 years as, teaching classes and working with kids and working with the faculty and everything you can imagine. And there were some teachers that were, I would not trust with a gun.
No, me either.
Yeah. I wouldn't trust with students either.
Of course not. But I don't want my kid going to a school where teachers are armed. Don't. The fewer
Absolutely
guns,
not.
The fewer guns.
The answer to shooting is not more guns.
Exactly.
It's insane. There are so many things that they could be doing that they just won't be. And they could take the money that they're spending on our military, which is, they could take a couple of billion and easily throw it into common sense gun measures. But they won't. They don't care about the kids that much.
I wonder what's going to happen with these kids. I'm sure some of them will go on to be activists who we know of. I think some will go into politics. I hope some of them go on to get laws changed. I think some of them will. This Emma Rodriguez girl was so brilliant. Maybe I'll open tomorrow's show with her speech. It runs about 10 minutes. But I know a lot of people, they only heard the I call BS part because that's what they played on the news over and over again. But the whole thing is so powerful.
Are you ready for this?
What?
So Trump is giving a speech right now, or it was a few minutes ago. They're showing the tape.
Yeah.
We are grieving for Florida after the massacre. And then I just got a news alert. Trump signs a memo telling Attorney General Sessions to ban devices that turn weapons into machine guns.
Okay. Well, it's better than to ban the bump stocks.
I guess that's what he's talking about. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, here it is. Attorney General to take steps to ban bump stocks. Yeah.
Good.
So that's good. But what about more?
Yeah, we need more. But it's a first step. At least that's
it
something.
Is. Yeah. I hope it turns all his voters against him. I hope they hate his guts for this and don't vote for him again. he needs to go so badly. Anything that will prevent him from ever taking office again would be wonderful.
I really hope he doesn't run again. I hope he gets this out of his system and realizes it's not the ideal job for him.
He's already running again. He's been holding campaigns and he has a pack. Huh?
I know, but he doesn't, it's not, he doesn't have to.
No, he doesn't, but I have a feeling he will. I think he could win.
Oh, at this point, I think he could too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Let's talk about something really nice in the last 10 seconds of our show because
you got
I'm
anything?
So depressed. Let's see. Let me see if there's anything. Here, Representative Schiff, this is a tweet from LA Times writer. Schiff tells the Sacramento Press Club that he isn't impressed with Trump's nicknames for him. With a name like Schiff, you could do a lot better. How's that?
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's good. Yeah, he's reusing Little. Even reused the spelling that he used for Bob Corker.
Lidley.
Right. Lidley Adam Schiff. We should start doing that. All right. With that, we're out of time. We made it through. Barely.
We did it.
Gotta Laugh. Find her on the Twitters at Gotta Laugh, 2 T's, 2 F's, and at Laffy's Place at NicoleSandler.com. Gotta Laugh. Thank you.
Thank you, too. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. And I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.